I'm reading Chris Hedges' book right now
on
about
what?
The something about like illiteracy, whatever his book is with the title of illiteracy in it.
Dude, oh yeah, you sent me that.
Yeah, man. He's going basically how we're just sliding down into like. So he's talking about like the Orwell's version of what's going to happen in Huxley, and Orwell was like China was the scary situation. We're going to be like just bullied into submission. Huxley was more like, no, we're going to be like coddled into submission with like a ton of unnecessary bullshit to where we don't know what's real. And it's like, you know, China kind of went Orwell. We're kind of going Huxley.
Yeah.
To where, dude, the literacy rates have been dropping where it's like 42% of people out of college never pick up a book again. A third of the country is like functionally illiterate.
Well, 42 people, they never pick up a book again because you don't need to anymore.
I mean, yeah, you do. You got to continually, you got to keep refining yourself, dude. There's world's changing all the time. You don't pick up a book and you only watch TV.
No. I meant as far as entertainment goes. That's why people were reading. They weren't reading for refinement back then. They were reading to be like, I have nothing to do. Here's a story about a whale.
False.
Okay.
False. Way false. Yeah, dude. When Abraham Lincoln gave his address, the Gettysburg Address, that was at like an 11th grade reading level. When George Bush spoke, it was at like a 7th grade reading level. So people were refining themselves to reading. And there was an advancement of knowledge that was like, it was sick.
The literacy rates are significantly higher now.
Yeah, but the national, like the way people present issues was at like a higher level. So people who could read were keeping themselves at like a higher standard.
Well, maybe they kept it at a higher level so that the population didn't know what the fuck they were talking
literacy
about.
Literacy rates are declining too. I mean, yeah, they're
not
higher
since 1866.
Now, but they spiked in the early 1900s and now they're starting to decline. They're declining like precipitously.
In the early 1900s, literacy rates spiked.
No, in the right after slavery. I mean, literacy rates spiked among black people right after slavery. Like
among black people?
Yeah, unbelievably so.
I thought you were talking about the population.
No, more people are literate, but it's like it's bad. The literacy is dropping from, I don't know the exact time, but it's little. And even if the fact that like, I guess there's more and more people now, I don't know. But
yeah.
They're saying that there's like a good third of people can't really read at all. And the majority of things, the public discourse has been dumbed down from an 11th grade level in Abraham Lincoln's time to,
yeah,
for 8th graders.
And
basically.
I'm saying maybe they used to talk like that to make sure that it was only the people that were able to get education were making choices and listening to things like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I would go with that, but all the shit I hear, like, any politician talk about is just bullshit. So it's like, if they were breaking down important concepts, like, you guys got to understand this, but they're just like, look, you're about to be raped by Mexicans. Be weary. Be on guard.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're like, because I like when authors do that. When they write books for the masses, they're like, all right, my shit's too fucking esoteric. I'm going to write a book that, like, everyone can get behind, but it's like, and again, this Chris Hedges is the ultimate, like, we're dead, we're doom and gloom. Bob.
Yeah.
Dude, he was talking about the show The Swan. Remember that? The reality show on Fox?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what that was?
Yeah, is that where the guy pretended not to be a millionaire?
No, dude. No. The Swan is, I know what you're talking about. The Swan is in the early, I think, 2004.
Remember this.
I remember vaguely when I read what it was. I was like, whoa, I forgot all about that. So, like, you would, so if you were a bae, you'd be like, I'm not pretty. My husband doesn't have sex with me. And they'd be like, all right. And they would arrange a team of plastic surgeons and give you surgery,
yes,
personal trainers, psychiatrists. And they would give you like a 90-day makeover. And you would just come as like a new, like complete new draw, breast implants, everything done, wardrobe
change.
Didn't
they like unveil you in front of your husband?
Unveil
you in front of a live audience?
Yeah. But then it's you versus another person. Whoever's prettier wins. And the one who's not pretty is like, you know, they get like a their family's there.
They remove
there.
Your tits.
The family, they give you a double mastectomy. The family's there, and it's like, oh, like they'd still be like, oh, here, well, your family's all here, but yeah, you lost. You don't get to go to the beauty pageant. So you have these people who are like crippling body image issues, and then you give them plastic surgery, and then you make them compete for who's prettier. So you have someone who has like still totally rocked from a lifetime of just not really liking themselves in a new body, and then they're like, you lose. It lasted two seasons, and they fucking trashed it. That was 2004.
Dude, there was a show, we watched it on the bonfire. It was like you get hooked up to a lie detector before the show, and they ask you questions. And if you tell the truth, you advance. And the questions were like, did you cheat on your husband?
Remember that?
And they'd be like, yes. And they'd be like, that's true.
Yeah.
And then like the husband would be sitting on a couch right there, and he'd have like a button, so you could skip a question.
Yeah.
If the question was too fucked up, you could skip it. But then the next, like the question would be like, did you cheat on your husband? He'd be like, skip. We don't need to know that. Don't worry about it, honey. Let's get some money, okay?
Fuck
and then
yeah.
the next question was like, have you ever fucked one of his work friends while he was gone? And it was like, well, I'm just going to say it. You know, we're already this far. Yes. It's like, oh God. Yeah, fuck, what was the name of that show? The whole show is
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Them just burning their family down. For like $100,000.
Yeah, it lasted very short.
That was right around the same time as The Swan. There was a real push after Survivor to just come up with the most fucked up reality shows.
Yeah.
And that was like, that was in that golden age of just pure fucking
who
hell.
It was like, who cares?
But we're getting back to it with that PD. Live PD is fucked
What's
up.
What's PD?
It's a live cops.
Well, there's also Hookup Island or whatever that shit's called.
Live PD is like cops. Did you ever see NFL Red Zone?
No.
So NFL Red Zone is on the NFL Network.
That's where they put it on if you're in the red zone.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, we got some crazy shit going on Arizona, San Diego. Let's check it out. And then you'll see someone score a touchdown.
So when someone's not in the red zone, it's just like a meth head being arrested?
No. So this is just them.
Like, fuck, someone's about to get a touchdown.
This is the exact same format. It's a dude. There's like three cops in a fucking studio. And they're like, all right, we're getting some news from... you know, Grand Rapids, let's go check out. Let's see what's going
Fuck.
On there. And it goes to live cops where they're arresting people. Dude, I did a show in Providence and a guy in the audience punched the GM and ran out and he got arrested on live PD. It was real. You want to talk dystopian?
What?
Orwellian?
That's crazy.
It was exactly like 19. Like it was, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole, we were like, holy shit, that guy just got arrested on national television.
What the fuck?
At the yeah. Wild, bro.
Yeah, well, that's what the Hedges book is about, is how, like, that's the only thing left is, like, getting access to, like, television and, like, how that's, like, the only portal for, like, left for meaning for Americans, how, like, it's, like, celebrity culture, television, how, like, he was showing these shows how people will just, like, literally incinerate their families for, like, a second in that spotlight and how all those reality shows are pumping out, like... Fuck everybody. Getting ahead is the only thing that matters. And he's like, that's our, like, it's our literal, like, religion right now. So, you know, I hate when people always try to, like, this is a new religion. But he was like, that's kind of our substitute for religious values. And we're in, like, a total downslide.
This guy's a real downer.
Hedges spent his whole time. He's a fellow investigative journalist. He spent his entire, like, I think he spent, like, 25 years in active war zones where countries were, like, where regimes were being toppled. I think he was in, like, Bulgaria, somewhere. He like watched like an Eastern European government fall. He went to another place, another government got overthrown. So he spent years over there watching societies collapse. And then he came to America and he was like, this is all eerily familiar. So he was like, we're in decline. We're sliding down.
I don't like it.
Studied this for 25 years. This is what happened over there when they're about to, dude, Hedges stuff. He's the ultimate. He's a black pill Pez dispenser, dude.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I'm reading his book. I'm just going, oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
Yeah, sitting around and being like, because the literacy thing is not true.
Well, I could also be mischaracterizing it, but he's saying that basically we're being dumb. The discourse is dumbed down.
The discourse is being dumbed down. All right, the discourse is dumbed
down. The education is dumbed down, too.
The discourse is dumbed down for a pretty obvious reason, which is because now it's entertainment, and now it's meant to reach everybody.
Yeah, but even the education protocol is dumbed down. Dude, people used to learn like all the classical language. If you went to school, you went to school. If you didn't go to school, you just worked. But now it's like everyone kind of goes to school, but everyone gets a bullshit education. Before, you would like learn the classics, learn mythology, learn history, learn philosophy. Now they're like state capitals, arithmetic. You know, you're fucking out. So we're getting a bullshit education.
You think education's asshole?
Education, asshole, dude. I didn't learn shit.
Then... Yeah, but there's pros to all of these. There's pros to all of these huge problems.
What?
Like, you were forced to learn cursive and the fucking Iliad. Who gives a fuck?
That's the problem.
Okay, so back then, yeah, you did get to know the classics. Now, become a computer programmer.
Yeah, true.
So there are...
There's room for both. That's the thing. I didn't even learn about fucking computers. So, like, they could have taught me about computers. I could have learned, like, the books I'm reading right now. And this even goes for my school now. Like, I'm learning more off Audible than I am in my fucking school. Where it's like, I could have learned, like, that book, All the Shining Things, is like the progression of Western thought encapsulated in a quick book. Where now I go, okay, cool. That's a useful piece to be able to be like, where did our thinking come from? How were certain lines of thinking revolutionized? Where are we at now? You don't learn any of that. It's just kind of like how to be basically an effective, like, factory worker. Which is fine. It's whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, it's...
We don't need more philosophers. We need more factory workers.
No, they're done. We need more philosophers.
True.
Now.
We need
more philosophers that can make killer content.
Well, yeah. That's what we are.
Heard that. No, that I mean, that's true.
I was literally a factory worker. So, yeah.
You're 8 Mile, dude.
Factory work. Yeah, 8 Mile in the ice cream factory. Yeah, that's... I don't know. Anytime somebody writes books like that or like says shit like that where it's like, this is it. This is the, you know, this is the end. This is like the end of the Roman Empire. They've been saying that forever. It's the same people that are saying this is the end of the world.
Well,
they've been saying that forever.
Forever is a couple hundred years, and it took the Roman Empire a couple hundred years to fall. So I think we are in decline.
They're not saying that about like a couple. They haven't been saying that a couple hundred years about the United States. The United States is a couple hundred years old.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So
when do they start saying it? Like
they're literally always saying like the end is nigh, forever.
Well, check.
One of these times they're going to be right, but.
Check this out. No. It's not like he's like we can pull out of it. But he was like, we're so enmeshed in basically all the bullshit. And there was like, dude, there's this other thing I started watching. This was really, really good. It's Mark Blythe. It's Global Trumpism, the Future of the Global Economy. He was saying how every 30 years, basically in any capitalistic system, it like so you there's like he calls like the hardware and the software. So like in the 70s, it was like. Labor was a strong force. Like I think the labor pool owned like 75% of the wealth, you know, and like it was everything was worked out to where like, you know, that worked, it reduced unemployment, but then inflation rose. So then like he's like every 30 years a bug will present itself and it has to be fixed. And then we went to like the neoliberal approach where it's like, all right, we're gonna just like stop keeping money in a country and just start putting it everywhere, and that way like something like production skyrocketed, but the price of labor is supposed to increase with production, that stops. So labor stagnated and the production skyrocketed. So all the wealth has been concentrated in like the hands of very few. That is our literal situation right now.
Yeah, we have a problem with too many, not enough. There's too many fucking like billionaires, and that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean it's like, also well, it'd be cool they could
say less than 1% of the 1%.
Well, that's the problem now, and that's like what we're facing. There's Trump like figures popping up around the world because this happened.
India has some great ones.
Do they really?
India has some fucking hilarious.
They have Indian Trumps,
dude. Every billionaire. So all these third world countries are all new money, so they are not handling it great.
Shit.
Like in America and like England and shit. Mm. When you're a billionaire, it's like. I'm a Vanderbilt. I've been blah, blah, blah. Like, there's a certain level of prestige. Yeah. Dude, these Indians get money. They're like, I burn $1 million a day on Instagram. It's like, yes.
They go wild.
Yeah, they're great. I mean, it's like Dubai.
Yeah, it's
like
true.
Like, those dudes with, like, golden Ferraris. They're like, suck our fucking dicks, dude.
But he was saying, I didn't watch the whole entire thing. It's really good so far. The guy, I think, used to be a comedian. He was saying now how there's many leaders.
He sucks.
He's sick, dude. This guy is so good.
If he used to be a comedian, he stinks.
Boss, dude. This guy's a boss.
My bad. I was like, why is he defending that so much? Oh, yeah.
Dude, he's a boss, dude. I'm telling you, this guy's great.
Yeah.
He goes and basically gives like a presentation on the history of, you know, like a short history of capitalism and how now like every 30 years or so, if you watch like the graphs, it bugs out and hits a hard dip. He's like, that's because... there's too many new factors entered into an old system, and the system needs to be continually changed. So right now, he's like, our problem is they're like the wages have just stagnated, and all the production or the people at the top with who are like the capitalists basically are like lending out money, like the finance class. They're getting all the gain from all the production, and the wages are just flat rated. And he was like, people are just not having it. So when they're saying like Trump is coming just because of racism, it's like, sorry, bro. And think about who stands to gain from being like, yeah, don't listen to Donald Trump's economic stuff. It's just racism. Not even like he's going to save us all. He's just tapping into all this discontent. He's like, oh, I can definitely just run a I can just run a populist fucking thing.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
But when people try to reduce him, when all the major news, think about why all these newspapers are so against him. He's trying to smash this economic system that's basically, you know, the people who own the New York Times, Jeff Bezos, Washington Post. Stand to gather off so much because the labor people who were just like the labor pool used to have so much of the money. Now they have a lot less. I think it was like 63%. Now it's 57%. So they lost like a significant portion, but it doesn't seem like a big deal. But when production rose that much, they didn't get any of that.
Yeah.
So it's like it's a big deal, and it's basically worldwide. So you're having all of these wild men pop up, Yeah. And it's just like people are like, it's just racism. It's like, dude, it's just not. Yeah. I mean, that's one effective tool, obviously. But it's like, it's a lot deeper than that. People just want to be like, yeah, there's literally a narrative that there's a bunch of like dormant KKK people who are just like loaded and chilling who are like, finally, it's time to come out.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, dude, sorry. No, it's not the fucking case. So that was that guy's thing. That guy's presentation is awesome. Really fucking good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I'm stoked on that.
That's sick.
I'm pretty happy.
Yeah, Trump. Yeah, he was going to. He's doing battle with China.
Dude, we're gonna. We're going to war with China. We're going
to. Some decent clips of him talking shit to China.
I mean, dude, we're going to go to war with China. That's
being like,
just
look,
is what it is.
I know long short term might not be good, but we got to do this long term.
I mean, dude, it's gonna be. I don't know how we're even gonna do it.
I don't know anything.
Did you see the thing? I think I saw this in New York. I was in New York for a wedding. I was in Brooklyn. I saw a thing on, like, you know, Brooklyn has like woke advertisements just like fucking posted up everywhere.
Yeah.
There was a thing that was like, Dear America, walls aren't the answer. Signed, Germany. And it's like, you guys think walls are what people are giving you guys a gripe about?
First of all, who knocked down that wall, you ungrateful fucking krauts? Who knocked it down, you dirty krauts?
Dude, and they're like, oh yeah, like we tried walls. It's like, yeah, that's not what you guys are really known for, guys. Don't be all humanitarian. Yeah. You guys still got to sit on the sidelines,
it's
dude.
Like, oh, you mean the wall that the communists built in your country? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
I wish I had the historical context, dude. All I could think about was the fucking, so you guys were the fucking, you guys genocided the Jews.
It's like you guys are more known
for. You're going to get morally righteous?
It's kind of like fences and barbed wire and like shacks.
But so the Communist Party built that wall?
Yeah, it was East Berlin and West Berlin.
Dude, that's
so funny. After World War II, we split Berlin. The Soviets got East Berlin. We got West Berlin. The Allies got West Berlin.
Yeah.
So then everybody was trying to get to the fucking West. So you didn't live under Stalin.
Pretty much people don't want to live under communist rule for the most part.
Never.
They don't. They try to escape it. So communism pops up. People are like, yes. Yeah. And then they get walled in. They're like, no.
Oh, fuck. And then the other side has like cool ads. Because it's like buildings. So you see like, oh, fuck, they got Coca-Cola? What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
We're stuck here with gruel.
Well, it's really like they have creative expression and we don't.
And
it's, it's the literal. And it, dude, it's a big fucking deal.
Yeah, man.
To not have like, even like I said, even if the whole thing goes and again, if it's going to get into, if you're a communist, it's going to become a totalitarian nightmare. If you go full capitalist, a bunch of people are going to get rich. Most people are going to kind of suck. Is what it is.
Yeah.
But it's like, pick your fucking poison, dude. Again, if I was in control, I think I could come up with a third way. Actually, they'll probably kill me like they did Gaddafi, but I think I could figure out a different way.
Oh, no.
Isn't that funny, though? It's like, Dear America, walls aren't the answer. Love Germany. It's like, okay, you guys, what are you guys known for your wokeness?
Germany, it hasn't even been a century.
You guys did the...
It's like, claiming eco-terrorists?
It's a false flag.
He's an eco-terrorist.
It's an eco-terrorist false flag to frame him. So the pesky environmentalists are like, well, we'll burn down a bunch of the rainforest.
Yeah.
And then we'll get him talking.
You know that one thing we're trying to protect? We're going to bring you down.
Yeah, man. Well, dude, I'm telling you, this is why these kind of people are rising up, though. It's just like, again, you know, me and Chris Hedges obviously are on the cutting edge, but it's like, people are being dumbed down. People are being fucked economically. And then a guy comes who's like, fuck pussies. And everyone's like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know.
I mean, it's too late. It's
Idiocracy.
Happening. It's happening.
Like that movie. Like, it is not. But there is different forms of literacy, obviously.
Yeah.
So, like, sure, a kid can't read fucking Moby Dick, but he can operate an iPad.
Yeah, then he just selects a propaganda video, watches it, and is like, fuck yeah.
Sure, but you could have selected a propaganda book, like the Protocols of Zion.
True.
So, I mean, it's just a different form of, you know.
Yeah, I see. I don't know.
I read a book. There's a book called, like, Everything Bad for You is Good.
What's that?
It's the guy kind of arguing, like, video games have a ton of benefits. TV has you know?
Yeah. So, dude, TV having a ton of benefits. People can miss me with that. You know what I'm into right now?
Self-help
books with curse words in the title.
That helps.
That's my shit, dude. The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
I thought that was the name of the book.
What?
That's my shit.
Well, the one is...
How to Kick Ass.
One's Get Your Shit Together, and the other one's The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
I mean, that's Jordan Peterson with a swear word.
Literally.
It's like, clean your fucking room.
Clean your room, bitch.
Make sure your dick is clean. Wash your dick every morning.
That's a, dude, I'm telling you, that's a, you write a self-help book and put a curse word on the title. If you get it out by tomorrow, yeah, someone will pick that up and give you probably 40 grand for it.
Yeah, but most of the girls that I've dated
would read.
Girls love those books.
Get your shit together.
That was the Mexer's girlfriend was searching for that.
What?
She just kept, she's like, I fucking hate self-help books. And she kept reading them.
There's other ones like, be a bitch.
Yeah.
Be a bitch.
Dude, could you please be a bitch? Are you trying to make more money right now? Be a fucking bitch to everybody around you. All that shit's disgusting. Gary Vaynerchuk, all that.
Yeah. It's called a declaration. You're just trying to invent reality. You're like, it's a policy. It's like the lines on a map, dude. Who fucking drew them? It's bullshit.
Who drew them, dude?
Fucking people who took it. So it's like, when people go, it's policy. It's a declaration. People make declarative statements. You can always push back on them. So I was just like, whenever people say that.
That's just 1776.
Exactly. It's coursing through my veins. So people say that to me, and I'm like, that makes no sense. Get your superior, please.
Yeah.
So I was about to dump. I was about to flip all the couches, dude. I was about to Boston Jesus. Tea Party.
Oh, you were going Boston Tea. Yeah, I thought you were going to Jesus with the slimy merchants.
Flip the tables? I should have. But yeah, if they were bringing in like an aspect of spirituality, if people mix spirituality in the marketplace, I flip tables instantly, dude.
What do you think Nike's doing?
Shane, I was thinking about that all morning, dude.
Dude, did I send you those pictures?
Yes, I saw them.
Insane, right?
Shane, what's the last like important social movement that all of the major corporations have been behind? Name it.
One I definitely remember, 9/11. No, I'm saying patriotism.
Yeah, but I'm talking
about
like
dick first into patriotism.
Like when people are like, we got to take the power back to the people, and like all the corporations are like on board. Shouldn't that make you kind of nervous?
Yeah.
Like when you're like your social, when like Nike's behind your social movement, shouldn't that make you think like, am I being fucking tricked into this?
What was the last social movement? Do you remember?
Like talking about like 1960s civil rights. Like there wasn't like Nike wasn't like. Like a dude with like a fire hydrant on him, like, fuck it, dude, get into school, don't listen to them. Like, you know what I'm saying? So like they didn't have like the corporations weren't like, fuck yeah, we're stoked on this and like printing out ads. Now that the corporations are printing out ads on like, in my opinion, what people think is a social movement, it's like, it's kind of weird. That would give me cause. If I'm literally, if I'm like, I'm going up against the powers that be.
And then all the powers that be are like, yes, do it.
Cheering you on, exactly.
They're like, well, we want in on this.
Interesting. It's fucking crazy.
Those fucking ads, every one of those was like,
what you sent me was insane.
It's like a black swimmer, and it's like, make sure you're the first champion, and then make sure you're not the last. That's like you.
Yeah. It says,
be the first champion like you, and make sure you're not the last. It's like, what do you mean like you?
Yeah.
Why are you throwing that stipulation in where it's like, be the first fucking black person?
Yeah, dude.
Then make sure black ladies keep swimming.
Yeah, dude.
It's like, thanks, Nike, you fucking weirdo. Why are you making it that?
And that, dude, that's my thing.
It's a black lady fencing, and it's like, be the hero you never had.
That was the other one.
Parents? What are you talking about?
Also, like,
what a gross
statement. Was this a black lady fencing, or was that a Muslim fencing? Or was it black Muslim? Black Muslim fencing.
I mean, black Muslim fencing?
Whew. Who's to say black Muslims don't have any heroes, dude?
Exactly. Nike. It's like, yeah, you know how you guys are fucking totally heroless? Become a hero.
Come on, you know your life's devoid of all meaning due to your skin color? Buy our shoes.
It's like, hey, white people reading this ad, buy our shoes. Because black people don't have any heroes. What?
Yeah, dude. Well, that's the I'm still chugging through the surveillance capitalism book.
Oh, sorry, there's one more. The one of them was a black gymnast that was like, fly through, like, do things that history could only fucking dream of.
It's like what?
There's a part of that that's like, it's kind of like, in your fucking face, history, you pussies. You couldn't even imagine a black lady gymnast.
It's like, no one cares.
It's like, they couldn't. There's almost a part that's like, in your fucking face, slaves. You couldn't even imagine how great this is.
True that. Yeah.
There's like a part of it that's like,
it's weird. It is a part. There's a part of it that's just like, man, being black sucks. Unless you buy our stuff and become a world-class athlete. It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
It's bizarre, dude. But that's the so that's like the surveillance capitalism book that I'm reading. It's all about how that's the whole point of gathering Facebook data is to see what people's hot buttons are. That's why you have Nike behind these social issues. It's because through all of the data they've amassed through, like, you know, buying off Facebook and Twitter, they're like, this is how you get people riled up.
Yeah.
So it's like we're in the midst of being like completely manipulated by these like data collection systems and how they merge with advertising.
I'm not sure it could
That's literally it.
I'm not sure it could be more obvious than these ads.
Exactly.
I'm not sure it could.
It's fucking insane.
They're like, they'll be like, here's a, you know, some fucking like paint company. Like some like, you know, Bayer.
Yeah.
Like, buy Bayer paint, and then here's a gay black dude making out with his white husband in their house. It's like, Bayer. I mean, why'd you throw that in our fucking face? What was that?
I know. But yeah, I'm telling you, man, that's what marketers are getting privy to now, where it's like they're getting I've said it 100 times, for millennials, they have to feel like they're part of a social movement to buy something. So it's like now they're like, yeah, Nike loves black Muslim ladies. I'm going to buy a fucking fencing turban. It's like they need that because they're like – the younger consumer now is aware that what they're in is like using sweatshops and all that shit. So they have to counterbalance that guilt with like, no, I am changing the world through buying my fucking slave gear or like the shit that slaves are making.
You called Nike athletic gear?
No.
Slave gear? No. Matt.
I'm saying the stuff that slaves are making, I have to somehow rationalize in my head like – no, I'm helping American black people by buying this stuff. And it's like, no, you're not, dude. You're buying shit that's overpriced. That people are like jumping off and landing in safety nets and shit. And it's like,
yeah, there's a bunch of poor partners. There's the fucking India partners. The Bangladesh partners are in a fucking sweatshop right now.
Dude, it's fucking crazy. But that's, dude, the, that's where it's all coming from. They're now going through, Facebook is allowing those companies to get that feedback to where they're like, this will work. And dude, it fucking is. That's why you have like Gillette talking about women's rights.
Gillette was like
The Pepsi commercial was the first try. I think there might've been stuff.
There was definitely
that.
Stuff before, but the Pepsi commercial was definitely the most glaringly fucking phony one.
Yeah.
It was like, whoa, dude, you guys suck.
Well, I'm telling you, this is what happens when you're just taking it. It's like a machine algorithm, like a machine learning thing where you're just hitting all these weird talking points. And it's like, dude, there's a director being like, kick-ass Asian lady with a fucking violin. Was the Asian lady playing violin, first of all? Is that stereotypical?
I think it was there was an Arab photographer. Young Arab photographer.
Okay.
She was kick-ass. She was got kick-ass. Right in the line of the police.
Who had the fiddle?
Could have been a Chinese.
That's a fucking... they flew a little too close to the sun on that one. That's a fucking stereotype. That fucking the Chinese love playing the fiddle, dude.
They do. They'll fiddle you, dude.
They love playing the fiddle.
How much do Chinese love the fiddle? They'll fiddle you, bro. They'll play a fiddle and all the little cute dogs will follow them.
They love
them. Fucking munch them.
Well, apparently there's I think this is going on right now. Harvard, the Tokyo partners are suing Harvard because
they got a much of discrimination.
Yeah, dude. Well, they're saying like they're capping Asians and like the guy who has been trying to take it down all the time for white people. I forget the guy's name. He's the attorney. He's seeing now that like it's fucking with Asians, and he's just like, "Yo, guys, here's what I've been up to. Take it to the finish line." Everyone's like, "He's just using you guys." But the Asians are like, "We don't give a fuck. We want to get into Harvard."
Yeah.
So they're like, "Dude, we're gonna repeal this stuff," because they're trying to figure out like why. I don't know. I mean, there's people that want to repeal all the affirmative actions. So then it's just like whoever gets in. It's like
it's sick. White people pass the baton to Asians on affirmative action.
Oh, I mean,
we're like, go carry the mission. We're defeated. Nike defeated us. Nike's ads brought us down.
There's still hope for you guys.
You guys take it to the finish.
But they're saying that like Asian people knowing this will like go through high school like machines. Like
whoa, Matt, come on.
No, the ones who want to get into Harvard can machine out harder to where it's like fiddle lessons, student body, 4.6 GPO. Got
GPO,
that.
Dude. GPA. Got that fucking GPO up to 4.6.
That's why I didn't make it, dude. That's why I passed the baton. I was like, my GPO was too low. Here, Asians, my GPO was
low. Asians, defeat the blacks for us, would you?
We have bad GPOs.
We're fucking retarded.
Oh, my God. Well, a bunch of those, some of those cases where like white people have sued schools, they're like, I know I did better than black people, but it's like there was like hundreds of thousands of other white people that would have beat them out anyway. Yeah. So it's like you're not even like your grievance, you're at like the bottom of that list where like the people there's people above you who beat you out, so it's kind of like a non-issue. But
the Chinese started getting fucking
Chinese will come in hard, dude, on a high GPO, dude. They'll come in and they'll just have like it's almost like it's apparently a joke. This is what someone was saying, like within like the like the admissions buildings where like they'll hear people be like, oh wow, another fucking Asian who wants to be a doctor with a 4.6 GPA and like every single activity you can think of, to where it's a point where like Asians think like, dude, we're doing all the stuff you guys are. But Harvard added a personality aspect to their thing. And Asians like, we're getting fucked on the personality one. And it's like,
what's the personality thing?
It's just like an overall, it's holistic.
Like, do you like hip hop?
It's like an over, yeah, it's an overall holistic thing of like adversity. Like, are you a boring Asian robot or not? Like, that's,
oh my gosh, Matt.
That's what they're saying. They're being viewed
You're
as
You're saying that.
No, that's what they I read the article.
It literally said, are you a boring Asian robot?
Sort of.
Or did you say that?
They're saying they're being stereotyped as like these robots who
dude,
are
the
just
partners
like,
are not going to be pleased when
no,
they
the partners
you.
Be, they're going to be nodding their heads, dude. You don't even know about WeChat, bro.
Do you chat with the partners?
You don't know about WeChat. WeChat is like the Asian Facebook, dude. They're all on it getting fired up about this right now.
They're pissed.
If you put something out on WeChat about like when Jimmy Kimmel said like had a little kid and the kid was like, we got to kill the Chinese because they're like threatening us. That clip went out on WeChat, and they get, dude, you don't know, the Tokyo partners do get fired up.
I know the partners get fired up.
You don't even go on WeChat,
dude. I don't need WeChat. I ran into them in the back room and we chatted. We sat down. They're like, oh, black people very mean. I was like, dude, I know.